Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone has enjoyed their week and are enjoying their weekend. I want to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. Thank you so much. And as for the snoopers, I hope that you hear something good so you know what you can do for me and probably some of the other ones that's listening in. Let's move on with our show. I always go in real talk. I pause because what I'm about to bring up, it's something very serious, and it's our children. And I know that I have children listening in, teenagers listening in. You know, you get to the age where you think that you know it all. You may be in a situation where you're being influenced, and you think that you know it all. You know nothing about the real world. Some of you are sheltered. Some of you are very, very lucky to be in the situation that you are in, but still have it good. And the danger of this is, example, when you're out there, you tend to want boyfriends or girlfriends. But let me tell you about this. There are liars out here, sexual predators that seek young children. There are people out here that will influence you. They are using you for your body or for your money. See, the hurting part of this is when your parents or whoever is caring for you is trying to tell you something to help you, you want to get upset. Some of you scream. Some of you want to fight. But when the truth comes, then you're upset. If you're running the road, God is going to bring you in. Everybody has tried to tell these children something. And as for the sexual predators, there's a special place in hell for those kind of people. Everything crumbles down around. For sex offenders, they have to go register and register. They think that their stuff is hidden. But when they run across the right people, it's all exposed. Okay, respect. Respect your elders, no matter what age you are. Because if you don't, something bad is coming to you. So all the children that think that mama, daddy, grandma, or whoever is supposed to jump when you say jump, it is not like that. One simple question asked to you, and you have to go all around the world with it. Is that respect? The world does not revolve around you. See, we all have a lot to learn and a short time to learn it. That long road to travel. And some do not make it because of the decisions that they make in their lives. You know, this is a problem. In some places, they barely do anything with sexual offenders. Oh, yes, sexual predators. Just a slap on the wrist a few months in jail. They're out. And they're doing the same thing again. Until they run across the right people. You know, this is something that really unnerves me. To say it. And I feel so sorry for the parents that have to go through this. It is hurtful. And my advice is just sit back. You've done all you could. Sit back. Because God is not going to let it go on. This is something that is short-lived. To all the ones that are in this situation, there's a lot of conduct to be done. And I don't blame the parents for wanting to really hurt these people. Example, what man in their right mind, 25 to 30, wanting a 14-year-old child? What man in their right mind, 25 to 30, wanting an 18 or 19-year-old child? See, nobody that age wants them. So they have to move to the younger one and promise them things. Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, I want to take care of you. And some of them, you know what? You can put about 10 of them together, and they can't even buy you a happy meal. So how are they going to take care of you? And I hope that many people are listening to this. Because it's serious. This is nothing to play with. Real talk again. When your mind leads you not to do something, don't do it. Because there's always something out there. It could be that you're being led where someone wants you to go out very late at night, and you're not feeling good about it. You have health problems, whatever, but you're not feeling good about the trip. Don't move. Some of you do things that you can for certain people, but it seems like it's not good enough. And what I say, turn your phone on and ignore. You see them, turn around and go the other way. In some places, our laws are not as good. Now, let's talk about nosiness. You know, everybody puts personal information on the internet. Well, do you know that that can get to the wrong person? Sometimes it leads to you being investigated. Sometimes it leads to arguments and fights. Stop putting your personal information online. And cut down some of the confusion. Now, that's not even a conjure tip. That is common sense. You get out there in the street, you talk about this and that, what you are, and you really aren't what you say you are. But best believe that something is going to walk you down. If you're one of these bad people, something is going to walk you down. If you know exactly what I'm talking about, maybe the older people know what I'm saying. I've spoken to so many parents that were so disgusted with what their children did in the past, what their children are doing now. Weaker and wiser. It's not wiser anymore. If they were wise, they wouldn't be doing things like this. And doing things out of spite is not a good thing. That's what they're doing. If you say anything to them, they're going ahead and do it out of spite. Yes. That's what I mean. That's what I think. Anybody have a question about it, they can call me. And they can come to me. And I'll talk about it again. Freedom of speech. You can't stop me from speaking. That's what this show is about. Now let's talk about something else. Running out the children because you do not like the parents or the grandparents. You're kicking at a whole group of children that are minding their own business. Oh, example, I don't like that little skinny boy. I'm going to kick that skinny boy. The boy is not doing anything to you. So why are you after this boy? You're doing conjure to kill this boy? For what? Because he had a bag of corn cheese, cupcakes, what is it? You're jealous over everything that your neighbor has. You're running to their doors late at night, putting them on evil for them to step in so that they can have a hard time and wander, be lame. That is not the right thing to do. You claim to be holy and sanctified. So where's that at when you're doing it? Oh, I guess that went out the window. Yes, I'm very hyped tonight. This is the show that's going to kick off because I have a whole lot to say. You know, there are some fools in this world that are carrying caskets in their house. You know, I had a phone call about 2 weeks ago. Now, what is that? I mentioned it before, and I won't tell you. Roses, robes, whatever. The Pharaoh always carried caskets in the house. Now, how does that look? If you're going to do conjure, you're supposed to make the casket or order it once, and you're not supposed to do that until you have a worker. Everything that you set out for your neighbor is going to come back to you. You dig in that ditch, you're going to fall in yourself. You might as well dig yourself one. You don't know what these people are about. You don't know who they know or what they're doing. You're just assuming. And then you have someone setting someone up. Oh, yes, you're setting them up. You want to make them mad so that they want to fight, and then you call the law on them so that they'll go to jail. Let's just say if it was, I'll use me. I don't mind. My sister that you're trying to set up to fight them, you know, make them angry, and then you call the cops, oh, she's harassing me. Don't you think that family is going to step in? Got a whole family of people that's behind her. Well, I would give the warning, please don't try that. Don't you dare try that. As for the children, you know, everybody said, you can mess with me all day long, but when you mess with my children, that's something else. Then you really have to fight. And I agree with it because I will fight all the way. See, this is a show that's not only about conjure, but it's about real life situations. And do you know that you can get hurt behind doing that? And you won't know what happened to you. Let's go to kickers. Excuse me. I'm getting excited. Let's go to the kickers. You're minding your own business. You go into the grocery store and you see your inner child standing there working. They're grown, but they're looking at you as if they can kill you. And then you see a bunch of talking, but you hear it. Let's say you hear the talking. What are you going to do? Some of us have very, very temples. quit. But you don't know that you won't keep that job long. You don't know that because you don't know if that person is the worker or they're dealing with the worker. That's conjure for everything. This is where slippery elm would come in. And you can lift this would come in. Oh, yes, you can be shut up with slippery elm. I told you, just burn it. Burn it, and then burn the name and put it in your shoe. Rub it under your shoe, some of it. And then you put some of it in your shoe, and then shut up. Now, the eucalyptus can be carried by itself, and that mess will become a boomerang. What's strong at you will bounce back on in. Now, that was a conjure tip. Something that's safe, protection, for everyone that wants to be in peace. Sweet nettle. That's another. It is a strong hex breaker. But it's one thing about nettle, it has to be used in combination with other things. Now, it's very hard to get that nettle mixed with other things. There's so many different directions on how to do this particular trick. Now, that you would have to talk to your worker about. You can even call me about it. But still, I'm not going to give you the whole thing because some of you are not going to be my client. If you was my client, I'd tell you. Okay. Financial situation. Every time you get money, it flies out of your hand. And it's hard to get it. Hard to get it. When you get it, it's gone. And you don't understand what happened to it. Then this, it goes this way. There was some jealousy in your past or your present. And more than likely, it was in the past because those kind of things, if it's what I'm thinking about, it takes a year to really kick in. It starts slowly, but at the end of that year, you really see that there's a problem. There's a group of people that's been trying to make innocent people move for over 5 years. They have done everything under the sun. It's like a bunch of clowns. You've seen the clown cars come at the circus. And then there's one clown. Okay, there's another one. You got about 15 clowns getting out of their car, acting stupid. Well, that's what this is, the circus. The circus has been going on for years, but it is at an end. And it may go back on your own people. So you have to think before you do evil conjure. I mentioned patchouli last week. Some people use that as a substitute for graveyard dirt. When you use that, then you're messing yourself up. That's dark magic, and that is not to be used in dark magic. And that's a tip within itself. Okay, you're talking about clothes. Oh, my God, you're talking about somebody's clothes. And there's nothing wrong with those clothes. But turn around in 2 weeks if you can get it. You're trying to copy them. It's obvious to everybody that you're jealous. You want to be just like them, but you claim to be rich and famous. Now, let's talk about diamond situations and candles. Red is to draw negativity away. Purple is to draw financial gain. There's a certain way that you do these candles. The first time, you just set them to burn. There's something else you do to them, but I'm telling you, some of it, you set them to burn. The second time, you give payment to the spirit around the candle. Okay, if you have to burn it for a third time, then there's a special incense to put together with all of it. But it always works. And those of you that are having work done today, you may want to ask your worker about that. Now, that's something good. And it also brings luck to you. So you may want to talk to them about this one. Okay, offerings to the Spirit is not always penny. It's not always alcohol. You know, whiskey, vodka, that's usually used in voodoo. But there are other things used to pay. And you have to pay close attention to us and do everything right. Yes, we tell you to do that. We go through a lot for all of you. I'm saying that again. And paying attention shouldn't be a problem and getting things right. Never, ever do anything without asking. That's what we're here for. Now, I know some of you that say that you're getting nasty attitudes from some of them and all of that. It has nothing to do with that. I'm talking about some of the ways that I work. If I don't keep the lines of communication open, how am I to pick up how to help you? And if something is seen by us, we're going to tell you and we're going to get your permission to work on it. So, I mean, that's something to think about. Avoiding low, I would love to give out that information, but I feel that I should keep my mouth shut on that because I feel like I would be giving information to one of those bad people like the sexual predators. Okay, waiting to the last minute to ask for help. Don't wait to the last minute and expect us to move mountains. Some cases are not that simple. Some cases may take a little while. Some cases, I mean, you see results. You're going to see movement anyway within 3 days. But some cases never get the full results until 7 to 14 days. If it's something horrible, it's going to be longer than that. Anyone that tells you you're going to get those results within 2 hours, they're not telling you the truth. Not unless it's something that's very, very easy for the worker to do. It depends on their gift, their knowledge, their know-how. So think about that. Now, when I mentioned red and the purple candle. I forgot something, the lodestone. And I mentioned the lodestone last week. There is male and there is female lodestone, like the Adam and Eve root. And you have to be careful, check everything out before you use it. So, guys, don't go and put the red and purple candle together and burn it and expect anything because there's more to do with this. And speaking of the Bible, if we give you Psalms to read, that is for a reason. What is so simple? What is more simple than reading a psalm and praying and giving God thanks? That's something that you're supposed to do every day anyway. Is give God thanks. Right? It's the simple thing. I'm talking about this because there are some clients out here, and I'm talking up for the workers. That is not doing what they're supposed to do. And I can tell, if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then you're not seeing in the movement or in the result. And you're going to try to lie about it. I just don't see nothing. This is happening and that's happening. And listening thoroughly, if you have a short attention span, how in the world you expect to get work done? when we're explaining things to you, you get things mixed up. And some of us just sit there and let you get it mixed up because we get tired of explaining and explaining and explaining. And if you're one of those ones that ask questions over and over again and about 50 different ways, we're going to get tired of it anyway. That Chesapeake cheesecake, that's what that is. That is Chesapeake cheesecake all over again. Questions, questions, questions. You're running buckets. You're going psychic. Oh, you see the hand waving on side the road. You're running to them. You're mixing your work up. If you're dealing with a root worker, you are mixing your work up because no one does their work the same. What if they're working with spirits? The spirits don't know which way to go. And it can make a big mess. And we're not to blame for it. You blame yourself because you did this. That's another thing. People do things and then blame someone else. Think about the situation and how it started. It is you to blame. Now, I am almost at the conclusion of this episode. And I'm going to say to you about seven-day candles. Some seven-day candles have to be dressed on the inside. Like I said, counterclockwise and clockwise. Wise to remove, no, clockwise to draw, counterclockwise to remove. Prayer, another thing, an anointing with something. Think about that. Like I said, every week, you cannot learn this from a book. You cannot learn it from a DVD. You cannot learn this from taking a course. No, you cannot. You still be making a mess when you attempt to do things. That, you know, the time where people won't do these things is when they are in a lot of trouble. It could be anything, but they're in a lot of trouble, and they want to learn how to do things on their own and make a mess and still have to come to us. But when you come to us, you better be serious. Do not waste our time. We could be helping someone else that truly, truly needs it. So we're almost at the end. And I am saying, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, that I truly, truly hope that all of you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I hope that all of you are blessed during the week and that you enjoy it. Please take everything that I have said today with you. Think about it. Think about everything from beginning to end. Because there were several messages within this episode that a lot of you need to think about. Listening is the key. So I'm going to say right now, God bless all of you. To my beautiful, beautiful family. Mama, you know I love you. I love you with all my heart. And I love the rest of you there in the house. Till next week, goodbye.